Hello, action sports people. God, this still sounds dumb. Anyway, hey, those of you who enjoy surfing, skating, snowboarding, not necessarily in that order, welcome to the Monday Mass, the world's greatest action sports podcast. I'm your host, Chris Cote. We've been starting off these shows by thanking sponsors. We're going to continue to do that. Loose Towels. That's right. Loose Towels. The homies keeping you dry, keeping your wang hidden when you change in one of their beautiful ponchos. I want to thank Loose Towels for being a great partner and also for hooking up our fans and listeners here at the Monday Mass. If you go to Loose Towels, LEUSTowels.com, and you go shopping, let's say you pick the Flora and Flamingo towel and you get yourself the tie-dye poncho towel, you go to checkout, enter Mass 15, you're going to get 15% off. Also, Quincy Woodwright's American-made skateboards. Grown, harvested, glued, shaped, everything in Houghton, Michigan. And these dudes rule, and they've been sponsoring the podcast for a long time now, and I love them. And I just worked with them to release a brand new collab that is, you're going to love it. Quincy Woodwright's and Steve Sherman. Ooh, it's a good one. Remember that iconic photo of Oceanside, the surfboard graveyard? It's on a skateboard. Go to QuincyWoodwrights.com to find out more. And you know what, my friends? I was putting up Christmas lights and I literally put a drill into my thumb, like a rusty drill bit straight into my thumb. And it freaking hurt so bad. And guess what I did? I went inside and I sprayed it with Active Skin Repair. Active Skin Repair comes in handy for those of us who slam, scrape, hit, do anything that makes yourself bleed and or burn. And Active Skin Repair, it got me through a trip to the North Shore for a month. And you know, this is a MRSA blocker. It blocks. It's basically like superhero spray. You cut yourself, you spray it on. You don't need to. I mean, I know it looks good on the video to squeeze lime on a cut after you get hit by a reef, but Active Skin Repair is better. So Active Skin Repair, thank you so much for, you know, being a great sponsor, first and foremost, to the Monday Mass, but also for healing people. This is skin repair for the modern athlete. All right? Go to BLDGActive.com. And we got a hook up there, too. What is it? Mass 25? Mass 20? There's Mass and then put a number and you'll get a Mass 20, I think. Try it out for yourself. BLDGActive.com. This is all natural skin and wound repair for the treatment of cuts, scrapes, rashes, sunburns, and other skin irritations. Bug bites, does it all. Active Skin Repair. Saving me from all kinds of messed up situations. Let's get to the show. Well, this show is dedicated to the memory of the one and only Bruce Brown. Bruce Brown, longtime surf filmmaker, director of probably the greatest surf film ever made, The Endless Summer, just recently passed away at 80 years old. Bruce Brown, I mean, this guy created soul. I mean, he set out the groundwork for what all surfers should aspire to do, to live like, to be like, to spread stoke. As corny as that sounds, if you're getting jaded about surfing, if you're feeling like it's too crowded and you're getting angry while you surf, take a beat. No, that sounded weird. Take a breath and put on Endless Summer. And there's no better way to recharge your soul, your stoke, your everything, than to watch Bruce Brown's film, Endless Summer. So we thank you, Bruce Brown. 80 years old, good run. I mean, look at the body of work. Endless Summer, surf crazy, barefoot adventure, surfing hollow days, waterlogged. And don't forget, on any Sunday, the film that launched motorcycles out into the world and in a similar way of just pure joy. So thank you, Bruce Brown. This podcast today is dedicated to you. For what it's worth, I just want to thank you personally. The Endless Summer and the Endless Summer 2 changed the way that myself and I'm sure at this point I think I would say millions of surfers look at the act of riding waves. So that's you, Bruce Brown. Thank you for your service to us. And go watch Endless Summer today. Pay your respects. Get stoked. Let's get into it. This is the world's greatest action sports podcast, according to me, Chris Cote, your host of the Monday Mass. This is, you know, news and stuff about surfing, skating, and snowboarding. You know, you've already gotten this far into the podcast. Let's start with, so I didn't record last week. I didn't want to. I didn't feel like it. I got home from the North Shore of Oahu on Sunday night, midnight. And I didn't feel like it. So I took the week off. This podcast is free for you to listen to. So why do I feel guilty about not recording one show once? Jeez. Cut me some slack. But man, a lot has happened. Men and women. We do have female and male listeners. A lot has happened in the last 2 weeks. Let's get into it. We're going to start with surf news. I mean skate news. Did I say? We're going to start with skate news. Skate news is brought to you by Quincy Woodwright. Go to quincywoodwright.com. Buy yourself a new skateboard that's made right here in America. Grown, pressed, glued, the whole shebang. Starting in Houghton, Michigan. And we've got an office here in Carlsbad too. I say we because I'm in this crew. I'm working with them, and we're going to be doing some really good stuff in 2018. We've already done good stuff, but it's go to quincywoodwrights.com and hey, buy some boards, buy multiple boards. Enter MASS15 when you check out, you get 15% off. Basically, you're sponsored. All right, well, like I said, we got some catching up to do in the skate world. Jamie Foy. Drum roll, please. Skater of the year. And, hey, I'm not upset by this. I would have taken any of the top contenders for skater of the year. But Jamie Foy, I would say, after Louis Lopez dropped his last part, it was all but everyone was basically just handing Louis Lopez the skater of the year trophy. And then, in a shock decision to some, Jamie Foy. Foy Boy, as many call him, Jamie Foy, gets the hit. So Death Wish Pro, now new pro, Thrasher magazine cover guy. What did he do? Feeble and front crook down El Toro, two NBDs, and some people are saying that's what sealed him the SOTY. So congratulations to Jamie Foy, your SOTY. 2017 Skater of the Year, and that is a huge tag to add to your name. It's kind of like being a doctor or an Olympian forever. And I hear this and see this with Grant Taylor, Ashad. I mean, all these guys, Danny Way, everyone who's gotten Skater of the Year from now on for the rest of your life. Oh, there's Skater of the Year, 2017, Jamie Foy. Jamie Foy, Skater of the Year, tight. So, yeah, I mean, that's a tag that follows you around for the rest of your life, and I think he's one of the youngest skaters of the year ever, so he's going to live as a Skater of the Year for a long time. Oh, check this out. You've been whacked? Who's that? Raise your hand out there if you've been whacked. Did you put a manual on your Instagram with toe drag? Well, whacking ball has kind of risen up through social media to be the voice of concern. At least he's very concerned about people putting up tricks that he calls non-makes. Skid your tail. And he's got a show called Manny Busters, and this is where he debunks Manny tricks. And he's not afraid to call out anybody. This fool called out Day One Song. So no one is safe from Whacking Ball. And Whacking Ball was just on the homie Tim O'Connor's podcast, The Tim O'Connor Show. And I was hearing that this was happening for a long time, so I was hyped to see it or hear it finally come out. This is the infamous Whacking Ball on the Tim O'Connor podcast. And this is just a snippet. You got to listen to the whole thing. It's nuts.
You know what you need to do. You've never eaten a carb. Do you eat carbs ever?
I do eat carbs. I think I need to eat some more acid, though.
You know what? I thought you were kidding. I think you were saying some stuff about, like, yeah, man, I'm on acid right now, acid and roids, and I thought that was a joke.
Me and Wilkie popped a quarter tab earlier.
You did do it?
Yeah. We didn't say anything, sorry.
Is the quarter tab, would that be considered microdosing?
Yeah, that's like
for
a little
him,
bit.
Yeah, for me, it's kind of...
It takes you to that special place.
Are you fucked up, dude?
No, I'm not fucked up. Before, I was like, I was quote-unquote twirling.
Yeah, I was twirling when we were skating, dude.
All right, so we got Wilkie here as well. Whacking Ball is kind of like the face of the operation. You guys are like a fucking social media Wu-Tang Clan of fucking assholes.
There's more people, they didn't show up because they're dickheads.
No, not safe for work. There's curse words in that. So, yeah, Whacking Ball and his homie, as he said right there, Tim O'Connor, got out of them a lot of information as to why they do what they do. Also, Weck unleashes his list of people he wants to punch in the face. This is a self-proclaimed most jacked skateboarder on the planet. Love him or hate him, he's here. He's been blocked by many top professional skateboarders. Dude, I'm like all about positivity, but it's hard not to get on the Weck train because it's funny. Jeez, don't take it so seriously. It's good. So listen to the Tim O'Connor Show with Whacking Ball, and you will get some insight into the most jacked skater on earth. I forgot his friend's name. He was there with him, but they're a team. But like Tim said, Weck is the face of the brand, and he's on roids and acid. So there's your Weck update. Listen to the Tim O'Connor Show on jankum.com. That's an unpaid, unsolicited advertisement for the homie Tim's show. It's really good. Peep it. I mean, with your ears. Listen to it. Adidas Skateboarding announces Nora, a digital short documenting the life and times of one of everybody's favorite female. Well, I would say one of everybody's favorite females. I mean, an amazing female skateboarder. She's an amazing skateboarder. I mean, take the female off of that tag and just call her an amazing skateboarder because she is so good. So there's a documentary dropping on 12/21, December 21st, and it's a film by Giovanni Rita. Already an award-winning filmmaker. He brought us the Brian Anderson film short. So very excited to see the Nora digital documentary. It's all about Nora Vasconcelos, and she is the best. Love Nora. Can't wait to watch that. That's coming out on the internet. It's coming. Nyjah Houston has a new shoe dropping from Nike. My friend Blair Alley from Transworld Skateboarding got the chance to go up to the Nike headquarters in near Portland, and try out the shoe. I saw him skating it last week. And he showed it to me, felt it, looks good, felt good. Hey, Guy Mariano was there singing the praises of Nyjah Houston. Everybody's, you know, you can be a Nyjah hater, that's fine. But you cannot dismiss how good the dude is. He's going to be dropping a part that, from what I hear, is going to be one of the heaviest skate parts you'll see ever. So, Nyjah has a new Nike shoe coming, a new part dropping. Get prepared. You know, Nyjah's coming. And no handrails safe. Skate Mafia got me hyped this weekend. Skate Mafia video, Brain Gone, is, I don't know if it still is. It was on ThrasherMagazine.com, but it was only up there for 72 hours. So depending on when you listen to this podcast, it could be off. Skate Mafia, this video is filmed in Europe, all around the world, but a lot of it is filmed right here in San Diego. Depending on where you're listening out there in the world, this is America's finest city, and Skate Mafia pretty much runs this town when it comes to street skating. And this is a video, this is like homies for, you know, doing it for the homies, and it's just raw good street, amazing street skating. Wes Kramer, you know, the whole crew, Stephen Lawyer, you know, get on it. I'm telling you. And if it's not on Thrasher Magazine, I love that Stephen Lawler put this on his Instagram. Buy it on iTunes. It's like $8 or something. It's the least you can do for this team of friends that busted their ass to make this video. This is it doesn't get more skater owned and operated than Skate Mafia, so support them by buying their film video. HD? It's a video. It's a skate video, guys, girls, skaters. Buy it. Buy it on iTunes. I'm being honest with you. I buy stuff on iTunes. I still do that. And I hope you do too. It's nice to own a skate video. I know we don't have the DVD or the VHS anymore, but it's nice to have it, to own it. You can watch it anytime you want. So buy Skate Mafia's Brain Gone. Ooh, another video is coming out. This is more of this is a film thing. The Flat Earth. Ty Evans. What? Skate fans out there know what's up. When Ty Evans is about to drop a video, you know something special is coming. The Flat Earth. So, Flat Earth stars Thrasher Magazine Skater of the Year, Jamie Foy, Chase Webb, Carlos Icky, Mike Polizzi. Damn it. Those two names back to back. Carlos Icky, Mike Polizzi, and Cody Lockwood. How's that? I mean, that's a pretty random group right there, but I tell you, when these fools get together and go skate and Ty Evans is filming and getting weird with his camera, things are about to be mind-bending. Here's Ty Evans when asked about his favorite part. Here's what he said. Take a listen.
I can't answer that. All their parts are insane. There are some parts in between the video parts that I'm excited for people to see. Did some weird shit.
And if Ty Evans is saying he's doing some weird shit, you better get ready for some weird shit. The Flat Earth is available now on for pre-order on iTunes. Like I said, if this is a kid listening, you got your parents' card on your iTunes? What better way to take advantage of having your parents' credit card on file than to buy two skate videos? Skate Mafia, Brain Gone, The Flat Earth, coming soon. Nora. The Nora video, that documentary is going to be free on the internet, I'm pretty sure. So you get three for two, the price of two. Buy skate videos. And remember, go skateboarding. Like, I have to tell you that? I just was filling time here. Okay, let's go to surf news. Surf news is brought to you by South Coast Surf Shops with five locations. Count them, five locations in San Diego County. South Coast has you covered. You can go to South Coast on Instagram to see what's happening with them. They got an incredible surf team. They don't just sell surf stuff. They back the whole surf program. They have a team. They do events. South Coast is the real deal. So if you want to do some Christmas shopping, holiday shopping, Hanukkah shopping, whatever kind of shopping you want to do, even if you just want to buy something for yourself, which, hey, go do it. Treat yourself. You've worked hard all year. Go to South Coast and do that. Support surf shops. There you go. Surf news. Okay. We got a lot of surf news to cover. So let's get into it. Connor, so this is, I'm going back in time a little bit, and it seems like in this modern era of instant information, this information feels slightly dated to me, even though it just happened. Remember, there was a time that we had to wait till the new issue of Surfer Magazine came out to figure out who did what in surf contests around the world. Do you remember? It was called Winner's Circle. It was in the very end of the magazine, and you look, oh my gosh, Tom Carroll beat Gary Elkerton. I can't believe it. In the Gunston 500. People out there are like, what? Magazines? What's that? Anyway, Connor Coffin, after appearing on the Monday Mass, went on to win the Vans World Cup at Sunset Beach. And he said it here on this podcast. Yeah, I'll make the finals at Sunset. Actually, Parker said it about Connor. So I was going to take credit for the win, but then I think Parker gets the credit for the win. Connor did the surfing, but I was the one that interviewed Parker about Connor. So I let's go loop it back around to me. I'm going to take credit for Connor Coffin's win at Sunset Beach. And I was commentating that event, and I felt like I was very, you know, I was fair to everybody. Inside, I was cheering for Connor just because he's a homie, really nice person, and he surfs. How I wish I could surf. Can you imagine surfing like Connor Coffin in big, beautiful, open face Sunset Beach doing those big hacking turns? So congratulations, Chris Cote, on the big win for Connor. Thank you, Parker, for telling Connor he was going to win on this show. And if you want to listen to it, it was 2 weeks ago. So what's happening now, and it could be happening right now, depending on when you're listening to this podcast, the Billabong Pipe Masters could be on. And Connor, with a huge finish at the Billabong Pipe Masters, could win the Vans Triple Crown of Surfing, which would be amazing. And I think he's going to do it. So now I'm saying Connor Coffin's going to win the Triple Crown. Or Griffin Colapin. No, Griffin can't do it. Connor Coffin's going to win the Triple Crown. And I'm going to take credit for that one, too, when it happens. What should my percentage of the winnings be? I mean, I don't want to be ostentatious and say I deserve 20%. I mean, I'm not. All I'm doing is setting that intention into the universe. And Connor can thank me. I'll take one of those Channel Islands bonzers or a new flyer. What? Hey, you win the Triple Crown, Connor, and then you tell me what you're going to get me for cheering for you for no reason from over here. You do it. Surfer Pole Awards. Well, last episode, 2 weeks ago, again, I made my calls for Surfer Pole Award winners. I was about 25 to 30% correct. Let's just kind of whip through this because, again, this feels like old news, and this was only last week. So first and foremost, the Matson 2 won by playing for the people there, infusing some style and finesse and jazz and amazing surf rock music onto the North Shore, into the faces of the world's best pro surfers. John Florence giving them a high five and a photo. Best. The Matson 2 won surfer pole. Now let's get into the winners. Top 10 women, Lakey Peterson, 10. Bethany Hamilton, 9. She has 1.6 million Facebook fans, and she or Instagram fans. She deserves every single one of them. Bethany Hamilton is the greatest. She's the best. And the nicest, the coolest, just the awesome, the most awesome. 8, Courtney Conlog. 7, Coco Ho. 6, Sage Erickson. 5, Tyler Wright. Congratulations, Tyler Wright, back-to-back world champion. Dominant dynasty. What's up, Tyler Wright rips. Sally Fitzgibbons, 4th. Sally Fitz, man, the runner-up, the bridesmaid. She'll be back, folks. Sally Fitz is not giving up. Stephanie Gilmore, 3. Alana Blanchard, 2. She hasn't surfed in a while because she's been pregnant for a long time. And she is still 2 on the surfer pole. People love Alana. I love her. She rules. And I want to say congratulations to Alana Blanchard and Jack Freestone. They had a baby. it's a boy. We add a baby, it's a boy. It's going to be one good-looking and most likely very talented kids. Lana Blanchard, number two on the server poll. And then, of course, I think I said this. I picked this one. Carissa Moore, number one on surfer poll. Again, sweetest, most rippingest, just best human. Carissa Moore deserves a surfer poll win. All right, men. Ooh, here we go. Men, this is where things get a little controversial. Number 10, Felipe Toledo. I would think he would be higher. Number 9, Mason Ho. Totally deserving to be on this list. Number 8, Julian Wilson. A bit of a drop. Jack Freestone, number 7. Jack had his worst year ever on the championship tour. Doesn't matter to surf fans. They back this guy. I do too. Another beautiful soul. And a new dad. And it must be kind of weird. Your baby mama is ranked higher than you on surfer poll. Your wife, your girlfriend, your baby mama is more popular than you. But I still love you, Jack. And congratulations. In all seriousness, you are awesome. You're going to be a great dad. As if you're listening to this. Now, I've been a Jack Freestone fan for longer than all of you, so I can say whatever I want. The dude rules. Oh my God, Gabriel Medina, sixth place. Wow. I mean, everybody tells me how nice this dude is, but surf fans just aren't seeing it. It's like Darth Vader, or no? I guess he would be. He's like Kylo Ren. Who's the newest bag? Yeah, he's like Kylo Ren. It's like Gabriel Medina killed Han Solo, and you're all pissed off about it. Number 6. Dane Reynolds, number 5. Proper placement. How's this one? Frederico Moraes, number 4. His first time on the surfer pole charts, and he gets number 4. He's higher than Felipe, higher than Julian, higher than Gabriel Medina. Frederico Moraes. People love the dude. Portugal must have come in hot voting for him. And again, I'm not bragging. I was on the Frederico Moraes train long ago. I was on the Vasco Ibero train before I was on the Frederico Moraes train. But then I switched trains just in time to see the rise of Frederico Moraes. So, I mean, again, not bragging. I know this stuff. Number 3, Jordy Smith. There's a big jump. He went from number 6 all the way to number 3. Number 2, Kelly Slater. And 4-time surfer pole winner, John John Florence. Obvious on the 2-1. Movie of the year. See, I didn't even make a call for this because I didn't see it on surfermagazine.com or surfer.com. I forgot. Dane Reynolds, Chapter 11. Yes. Yep. Agree. I think Snapped 3 was in the mix. So it was probably close between those two. Dane Reynolds gets it. Best Short, Premium Violence. By Dane Reynolds, Informer. And so that was, hey, I thought it was going to be The Doc, personally. That's what I made the call, The Doc, but I'm fine with Premium Violence. Best Series. I forgot to vote for this. I think the only real series of note was Kelly Slater's Continuance, even though it was only a 2-parter, but my homie Todd Glazer was part of that series, so I'm going for that. Congratulations, Todd. And Kelly. Best Performance, Julian Wilson and Wayward. I don't remember seeing it, but I remember seeing the one huge alley-oop that he did perfectly. So good for that. Julian deserves an award for what he does. It's that good. Best Documentary, Nervous Laughter, The Maui Boys. This was a film kind of spotlighting the before, during, and after of, you know, the big wave scene on Maui, the crew over there who just does probably some of the most high performance big wave surfers there that ever has been done. So Nervous Laughter, check that out. Best Maneuver, yep, I called this one. Albie Lehr, the Indy 540. That was, I don't want to say a no-brainer, but I just thought that was the coolest looking trick. And probably the hardest one to do, although Matt Miola's 720 was right there. Best Barrel, Ian Walsh at Jaws. Not mad at that either. I watched that on the internet, like a lot of you. And if you can get barreled at Jaws, you deserve everything. Kai Lenny, Heavy Water winner. Yep. Dude, what can't this guy do? You know? His film's amazing. Paradigm Lost. AI Breakthrough Performer Award went to Griffin Colapinto. And Griffin, who is going to be a new era rookie next year on the championship tour, he's going to smoke fools. People are doubting Griffin. I'm telling you, I've seen this kid surf enough to know that out of all the rookies, he is for sure going to be the highest finisher. He will be Rookie of the Year. Mark my words. Agent of Change, North Shore Lifeguard Association. Bravo to them. That is the gnarliest place in the world to be a lifeguard. Are you kidding me? Can you imagine being a lifeguard and looking out at 30-foot, just maddening seas, and somebody's out there swimming and they're in trouble and you have to go save them? It's scary. So, well-deserved. So from Surfer Pole, let's get into more surfing. Let's get into the title race, right? Okay, the title race, all the math has been done. And here's what needs to happen going into the Billabong Pipe Masters. I'm just going to reiterate this. You probably all know this if you care about this stuff. If John makes the final of the Billabong Pipe Masters, he will clinch the 2017 world title. If Gabriel Medina wins pipe, he'll only clinch if John Florence finishes no better than third. So if Medina wins and John gets second, John still has the world title. If Florence does no better than ninth, then let's say John Lee, yeah, and then Medina will need second. Jordy can still, I'm confused. If Florence gets 13th or 25th, Medina needs fifth to clinch the title. Jordy Smith needs second. Julian needs to win. So there's stuff happening, and it might be happening right now. The Billabong Pipe Pipeline Invitational is a contest that you get the highest ranked regional surfers from the Hawaii Tahiti Nui region. You get high ranking Hawaiian finishers from the Vulcan Pipe Pro. You get Vans wild cards, Billabong wild cards, Triple Crown leader wild cards. And you put them all at Pipeline. You have the best of the best of local surfers and traveling pros fighting for a Triple Crown, etc. And it's the field there is gnarlier than the field in the actual Billabong Pipe Masters. So that's a one-day event, and it's heavy. And Dusty Payne won it. Benji Brand got second. So Dusty Payne and Benji Brand will be in the Billabong Pipe Masters. Watch out, field of Championship Tour pros. Dusty and Benji are heavy at pipe, and they're out for it. They're going to come for you. And they have surfboards. The official, so back to championship. So after this all happens this week, most likely, Billabong Pipe Masters, we're going to get our world champion, our Pipe Masters winner, our Triple Crown winner. It's going to be awesome. And then we'll look forward to 2018. Here are your official new era rookies and requalifiers for 2018 as far as the QS goes, right? Griffin Colapinto wins the QS. Like I said, he will be Rookie of the Year for 2018. Do not discount this kid. I mean, I've said it before that he has a certain Andy Irons-esque style about him. The power, the air game he has is up there with Felipe and the best of the best. So, yeah, Griffin Colapinto is going to be 2018 Rookie of the Year. Jesse Mendez was in the driver's seat the whole year up until the North Shore. Kind of took the foot off the gas pedal, if you will, to talk like a commentator like myself. Like I've said that a bunch of times. Jesse's second. Kanoa Igarashi, not a rookie, but can re-qualify on the championship tour. He's third on the QS. Wade Carmichael. I mean, blue collar, power surfer from Avoca Beach, Australia. Fourth in the world. And basically that came down to two big finishes at the Hawaiian Pro and the Vans World Cup at Sunset Beach. He made the final. Tomas Hermes, love this dude. I mean, he is a surgeon while surfing. So precise, just incredible skill. And he's on the championship tour. He's a new era rookie. Yago Odora, he proved his worth in Brazil, making it all the way to the finals. Championship tour event already. Yago and Griffin, they are going to be the surfers fighting for the Rookie of the Year. Yago is so entertaining to watch, unpredictable. He will blast some of the craziest airs you'll ever see on the championship tour in 2018. Italo Ferreira, most likely a double qualifier. William Cardoso, Kung Fu Panda's back. He was actually never fully on the championship tour. He got through as an injury replacement and I think surfed most of the events, but never fully on tour. So Kung Fu Panda's on tour. Keanu Asing, Ezekiel Lau had to watch from their houses as their fate was dictated by other surfers. They scraped in, they scratched into the top 10. Keanu Asing and Ezekiel Lau on tour in 2018. And we'll see about this. Maybe after the Billabong Pipe Masters, maybe Michael Rodriguez and Pat Gadowskis will make tour as well. Crazy stuff. I'm excited. Hey, I'm not going to sugarfoot around this topic. I'm excited about the 2018 Championship Tour. The freaking Kelly Slater Wave Company event on the docket, on the schedule. I'm hyped on that. The Bali Pro. Cry all you want about lowers in Fiji, but I've seen many contests at lowers in Fiji. Hey, they're great. I'm excited to see something new. So there will be more talk about that later on. Ipoki and Chipper Wilson have teamed up. I mean, Ipoki put Chippa on the team. I just kind of switched from championship tour to sponsorship stuff. And Chipper Wilson's one of my favorite surfers. So when something he does anything, then I talk about it. Watch, there's a snippet of Chippa. It's from his part, the new Kai Neville film. Listen Now, Misty Dawn. It's on whatyouth.com. Watch Chippa's surfing in that part. You'll see why he's one of my favorite surfers. Hi, Chippa. Chippa now writes for Ipoki sunglasses. Am I Ipoki? Dude, am I saying it wrong? There's no one in here to answer that question. Iggy Pop on the bong. So this is a full-on media blitz happening here. Iggy Pop and Billabong have teamed up for a collaboration, Trunks. You could check it all out on youonline.com. There's a story on there. Trunks, wetsuit jacket, hoodies, the whole deal. Billabong and Iggy Pop. This came out of nowhere. I mean, they did do... Billabong has obviously teamed up with some Andy Warhol, you know, just to name. So, tight. I back it. And then the coolest part about it, well, the lamest part about it is I left the day before basically this happened. Iggy Pop singing three songs with the band Wash, Creed McTaggart's band, on the beach at Pipeline. Dude, Iggy Pop playing a live free show on the beach at Pipeline. It doesn't get much tighter than that. And I saw photos from Steve Sherman, Brian Bielman, got to meet him. Legendary photographer Brian Bielman is basically homies with Iggy Pop now. So good. So now let's just get this is a rapid fire. I got to wrap this surf stuff up. Alex Nost in the Kelly Slater Wave Company. Surf Ranch Pool. What? I thought this was amazing. Fool's doing like cheater fives and somehow still stalling in the barrel while fully extended on a cheater five on a bonzer. I was hyped on these waves. It was about 50-50. People hating on him, of course. I mean, how easy is it for you haters to hate on Alex Nost when, if you think about it, he is such an incredible surfer. And he doesn't, first of all, he doesn't care what you say. Obviously, he's not going to change how he surfs for you haters. But when you watch it, his technical ability and his style and his erratic approach, it's amazing. So pretty cool to see a fresh new approach to the Kelly Slater Wave. What are we calling it? Surf Ranch? To Surf Ranch. So I applaud Alex Nost. Someday I'll be there. Sea of Darkness is coming. Folks, this is the greatest surf documentary ever made so far. Well, I haven't seen Bunker 77, so I can't fully commit to that statement yet. But Sea of Darkness is all about the darker side of surf discovery. G-Land, Indonesia, drug deals, radical living in the 70s. And I saw the first cut of this film, and it was crazy how good it is. So Sea of Darkness is coming. It's already hit some festivals, and it's coming to a screen near you. Do anything you can do to see this documentary, Sea of Darkness. Trust me, you're going to freak. What else? Oh, we have to chip in here, folks. The Encyclopedia of Surfing needs our help to stay online. I mean, we all... If you've never been to the Encyclopedia of Surfing, it's pretty much a one-stop shop. Mind the cliche term, but it's a place you can go to if you have any questions. Wikipedia is not going to cover this stuff, guys and girls. You know, all way deep into the history of surfing and then all new stuff. You know, so Matt Warshaw, this is his baby, and the baby needs milk. The baby needs you to pull your proverbial breast out and give some of that life-giving milk to the baby that is the Encyclopedia of Surfing. Donate. It's not even donate. Become a member and you get something back. Become a member, a subscriber to the Encyclopedia of Surfing. You'll have at your fingertips everything you ever wanted to know about surfing. And for like $20, $5 a month, however much. But do it, because we need this. Trust me when I say we need this. You know, and Matt Warshaw did write off Transworld Surf back in the day, saying we are a glossy, teen-oriented magazine, which, in hindsight, he was right, because we were teen-oriented. I'm a teenager. But that being said, he deserves it. He works his ass off for little or no pay. So subscribe to it and use it. Don't just take Instagram's word for it regarding the history of surfing. You need to do your research if you want to know what's up. So go to encyclopediaofsurfing.com. Is that it? I'm just going to look. I just want to make sure, because this is serious right here. And encyclopediaofsurfing.com. And you will be blown away. Everything's on here. So get in there. I'm not in there. I got to keep working. I got to keep jamming myself into the world of surf. Just jam it in. So maybe Matt Warshaw will put me in the Encyclopedia of Surfing. Maybe that should be my movement. I really won't be in here, Matt Warshaw. I will be a subscriber. I have been a subscriber in the past. I will be again. You should too. Go to encyclopediaofsurfing.com. And that was surf news. Let's go to snow news. Snow news here on the world's greatest action sports podcast is brought to you by Bonfire Outerwear. Bonfire Outerwear. Okay. So I'm going up to Dew Tour this week in Breckenridge, Colorado. And it's cold up there. I don't have any gear. Good people at Bonfire have hooked it up. Oh, yeah. I got, you know, like overalls, the bib. I got the bib. I got a sick jacket, black on black. I'm going to look like a freaking snow ninja. It's going to be tight. I'm going to be warm, comfortable, cozy. The only problem is, so Bonfire gear looks really good. People are going to look at me and go, whoa, this guy must rip. And I don't. They're going to think I rip. So that's one thing I have going for me or against me is I'm going to look so good. People are going to think I'm pro. When actually, I'm just like barely making it down. You know, I'm like slashing the side of the mountain, doing jibs. But regardless of that, thank you, Bonfire. You're keeping me cozy. Let's start this off, snow news, with our friend Gabe Taylor calling in with the snow report from Mammoth Mountain. What's up, Gabe?
Hello, and what is up? It's Gabe Taylor calling from Mammoth Mountain with your Mammoth Mountain snow and ski and snowboard report. It is Friday, and it is a cracking day out here. I'm actually on the gondola right now, if you can hear it in the background. We're getting up close and personal on this podcast. I'm taking you into the action. I'm actually with some Korean bros, showing them around the hill, and it is spectacular. That is my job, loving it. We haven't done any snow in the last week, but we've been able to make a ton of snow. It's been really cold at night. We've been cranking on the terrain parks. We We opened up a new jump and a new rail line. We're building the half pipe, getting ready for the Grand Prix coming up, which we actually have the detour going on right now out in Colorado. A lot of the boys are competing, trying to make the Olympic team. We will be touching on that as we carry on throughout this season. Heavy competition to make that Olympic team that will be going to Pyeongchang, Korea. I hope everybody's enjoying it. Chris, I will catch up with you soon. And thank you for that surf report this morning. Unfortunately, it sounds like it's flat. So I will be snowboarding up here and loving it. Apologies, but condolences. All right, take care, and I will talk to you guys next week. Bye.
How tight is that? The homie Gabe Taylor calling from the gondola. Not just a snow report, you know, from Mammoth. A snow report from the actual gondola. Nobody's getting that. No other podcasts are getting that. Only the Monday Mass. Gabe Taylor, brand manager of Mammoth Mountain, and we will be going to Mammoth this year. Maybe I'm going to record a podcast from the gondola. Imagine that. Can't wait to go snowboarding. I'm going to start it off up in Breckenridge. It's part of Detour, which why don't I just talk about that right here? Thank you, Gabe. You rule. So Detour is this Friday, Saturday, Sunday. And what? That would be the something. The 12th, 14th, 15th, 16th of December, if you're looking at your calendar. Detour, I just seen there's tons of snow in Breckenridge. They got the super pipe, which is a super big half pipe, almost built. It's like fools are ripping it already. So I guess it is built. They got a giant jump. It's going to be crazy because I just watched an event on TV, which I'll get to in a minute, that is some foreshadowing. The Toyota U.S. Grand Prix just happened at Copper Mountain, and it was kind of cool because I got to, I just hijacked Todd Richards this morning, called him out of nowhere. He's trying to go surfing. I kept him in his car to interview him as he was one of the commentators. And I was just popping around on Sunday watching TV or Saturday, whatever day it was. And boom, my guy, Todd Richards, is talking to me about snowboarding, talking me through some intensive spinning. Snowboarding is getting so radical with spins, and love it or hate it, it is crazy to watch because you have no idea what the fact that Todd Richards can call these tricks that quickly, rapid fire, is in itself probably almost as hard to do as the actual trick. So let's get into it. Here's my cold call with Todd Richards talking about the Toyota U.S. Grand Prix, the first big snowboarding event of the year. And this is also going to help kind of dictate who will be on the Olympic snowboarding team, etc. So this was a big deal contest. And I called Todd Richards out of the blue and just freaked him out. From live on NBC as part of the broadcast team for the contest I saw on TV yesterday. Todd Richards is on the Monday Mass. Good morning.
Oh my God. Here we go.
It's true. Tell me about the contest that happened yesterday. That was wild.
Which part? The flying Cuisinarts? It was pretty great. You know, the kids these days, I'm telling you, but you have to do math to figure out what's going on. I mean, my brain, to add in increments of 180, sometimes I'm not the quickest.
So we saw this was the first snowboarding event of the season. Super pipe, downhill ripping.
There was no downhill.
Well, super park.
Okay. So
that goes down a hill.
Let's call it what it is.
Okay.
We had a half pipe contest, and then we had the newest and latest addition to the Olympic lineup, we had Big Air.
Big Air. One jump?
Basically, one jump from a slopestyle course. Dudes get three shots at it. It's two jumps combined where they have to mix it up. They can't do the same trick three times. They've got to spin a different direction and do a different trick on two of the jumps. And they average those two scores together and you get a winner.
Okay, let's talk about winners. When I was watching it, looked like what? Scotty James. You had.
Now we're talking half pipe. We're talking. You're just going to jump back and forth. Now we're talking. Half-pipe.
Let's go back to half pipe. Who did well in half pipe? Who impressed you?
Well, probably the most impressive person to me was Ayumu Hirano. And I mean, the Japanese kids are crazy good. Not just on the men's side of things, but on the women's and also in the big air comp. But we'll talk pipe here. Ayumu Hirano. It was a couple years ago. Shaun White was the dude to beat because he went so damn big. And whether or not you're into what Shaun looks like while he's flying through the air is irrelevant. You can't really argue with a 25-foot anything. But the Japanese kids, in particular Ayumu, have basically like brought it to Shaun. They're doing tricks that are more technical, just as big as Shaun does his. So he's not just going to waltz himself into a medal at the Olympics this year. He's definitely going to have his work cut out for him. I mean, yeah, he was riding really good, but I think almost the way that it played out is Ben Ferguson ended up in second place behind Ayumu Hirano, and Ferguson's run wasn't as technical as Shaun's, but it was just something different. And I think the judges are kind of sick of seeing the same run from some of these people.
Ben Ferguson, he's the kid that started with this like a huge lofty backside 360, right? Almost like...
No, he started... Okay, that's Scotty James. Ben started off with... He kind of backside 180 into the pipe into like a crazy huge 1080. And then after that, he had a run that had a big backside 360 into a huge switch McTwist, which is like... Yeah, it's not as many rotations as any of the double moves, but... Arguably, it's one of the hardest moves to do in snowboarding because it's so awkward. It's a really weird feeling move.
Well, it looks way cooler when these guys are rotating slower and higher.
Yeah. Well, you and I know that, and I think a lot of people, there's been so much progression in snowboarding that it's almost become overwhelming, and it's starting to kind of slide back in the other direction. I think people are almost kind of sick of seeing what we affectionately call a flying meatball show. And it's like, you know, these guys, they snap off the lip. It takes so much talent to do what they do. They snap off the lip super hard. They get the little ball. Sometimes they grab almost with both hands and just hold on for the whirling ride. I mean, I'm not taking anything away from people. It's really incredibly difficult to do any of the stuff that they do, but I will say that it's a lot less aesthetically pleasing than watching someone do a 15-foot high backside 360.
Right, and it's kind of cool that the top guys were basically the ones that were mixing up giant, you know, mellow rotations with great style, and then adding in the freaking 12. What was the highest? The most rotations you saw yesterday.
Ayumu Hirano on his second hit did a frontside 1440.
That's
which is like
four and a half spins.
Yeah, it's very mind-boggling.
Crazy.
It's crazy. I mean, it's you think about the amount of snap that you have to put in to get that round. It's nuts. I mean, Ayumu is only like 5'4". 5'5", maybe on a good day, and he is just a compact little powerhouse, and he's also an incredible vert skater too, so it definitely translates over.
We're talking torque. And Chloe Kim, she's pretty much the dominator on the female side of halfpipe.
The medal in South Korea is Chloe Kim's to lose.
She's got that.
She's okay. Really good.
So the big jump, super jump,
yeah.
Super hit,
big jump,
one jump. And that was even more spins, right? We're talking more spins.
That was a lot of spins. That was more like, that was really where I was doing math. Because those guys, it's really hard to tell what the hell they're doing. Because if I blink, you miss a rotation.
So they tell you what they're going to do before they jump?
No, they straight up need to. And they need to tell, I kind of feel like I should know what they're going to do. So then I can just concentrate on the style and the execution. But they don't. but maybe they will because it's going to become like aerial skiing here pretty soon. But
so you're literally on a calculator trying to figure out tricks.
No, not literally, but like
figuratively.
You know, I'm looking at these guys, and I have to be like, okay, he's Goofy Foot. He's taking off Switch, and he's going to land. How is he landing? That's the only way I can figure it out. Because usually it's like if they take off forward and they land backwards, it's a 1620. If they take off forward and land forward, minimum it's a 1440. But there was dudes trying 1800s yesterday. So it's like, look, I got a C on the best of years in math. Okay, I'm not the quickest when it comes to doing arithmetic on the fly. I've only got so many fingers, Chris.
You better get with it. Who won? Who won for the men and women?
Mons Roysland won for the men. He's out of Norway. He's a monster. He just puts things down. And then, geez, I forget what the girl's name was that won for the women, but she was out of Japan, and she did a backside double cork 1080, and that was the first time we've ever seen a woman land that in competition. So that was a pretty heavy day, and it was another Japanese rider. So we had two Japanese riders on the podium this weekend, two different disciplines. They coming hot.
Oh, it's on. Okay.
Oh, it's on.
Thank you, Todd. I'll see you at Dutour.
I'm going surfing. See you later.
Ah, go surfing. That was Todd Richards minding his own business in the morning, just trying to go surfing after flying overnight from Colorado to home. And wow. So Team Japan coming in hot to Copper and taking titles. So that's, again, a foreshadowing of what we will see at the Olympics that are coming up in Pyeongchang, South Korea. And hey, you know what? You know who's not coming to the Olympics? This is gnarly. Russia. What? No Russians at the Olympics. Oh, man. So this is crazy because obviously, if I don't know if you've read a newspaper lately, but there's a lot of stuff going on with Russia, right? Did you watch 60 Minutes last night? It's kind of nuts. So this is not the International Olympic Committee has banned Russia from competing at the 2018 Winter Games in Pyeongchang, South Korea. This is gnarly. This is due to a state-sponsored blood doping program. It was uncovered. Imagine if you're a Russian snowboarder and they're like, "Hey, look over there," and they shoot you in the ass with steroids. They're all, "What? Why did you?" Yeah, so it has nothing to do with us. I'm talking about not you. If you're listening to this in the United States of America, you know, this is not on us. We didn't do it. This is the International Olympic Committee. So this is kind of crazy because you kind of think of it like, well, there's no real dominant Russian snowboarders and stuff. But think of all the other sports that Russia has just crushed in the Winter Olympics. Ice skating. I don't know how their curling team is, but I mean, it's kind of gnarly. It seems like every picture I see of Russia, it's always winter. You know, so I would assume that they're good at a lot of those sports. Is that racist? Nah. Doesn't matter. Because Russia's out. So, who are you going to root for now in the 2018 Winter Olympics? I'll tell you who's going to be scary for the rest of the world in terms of medals, at least in snowboarding. Yep, Japan. Watch out. Japanese snowboarders are so good. And not only are they good at all the tricks, but they have the ones that I've seen, like at the Toyota Grand Prix, sickest styles. I back that. I, of course, will be rooting. I mean, I'm not like a flag waver. I'm not just going to be rooting for people just because they're from America. I want to root for the people that I like to watch snowboarding. And they're skiing there as well. So all kinds of stuff. It's happening in the snow. Winter Olympics. You guys, this is a big deal. So my friend Todd Richards is going to be there commentating. It's going to be dope. We're going to all be listening. It's going to be awesome. So that's your snow news. So that was skate, surf, and snow. So, oh, we're almost at the end. I was there sitting with a kitty. Now you know you should. another pretty good a B plus, a B minus episode of the Monday Mass, the world's greatest action sports podcast, sometimes, according to me, Chris Cote, your host. So check this out. It is winter in most parts of the world, as far as where we are. Where are you listening? Are you in Australia? It's summer. It's like 100 degrees where you're at. So disregard this. If you're anywhere else where it's kind of getting cold, you beanies are in. Brand new. You. YEW. Are you listening to this podcast on the U Online Network? Thank you. And thank you to the U Online Network for putting this podcast on the network. And also, there's a brand new podcast that's going to be, it's already up. It's called The Bodega Border Crew. Bodega Border Crew. Brand new podcast for the U Online Network. These guys have been doing it for a minute. It's tight. It's East Coast surf podcast. Listen to it. It's on U Online. But back to what I was saying about winter. U beanies are in. Go to ustore.com. Get yourself a U beanie. There's also the taco socks that everybody loves, the kook hats, the basic U shirts and tank tops. I know what everyone I know is getting for Christmas. U stuff. U gear. So check out U Online. Check out the Bodega Border Crew podcast, Cantori, and you. And I'll tell you, this is a great place to go for anything you need, just entertainment wise. U Online. Thank you to Masterplan PR. Masterplan PR. Now the Masterplan crew at Masterplan Communications. So it's Masterplan PR on Instagram, but the name of the company is Masterplan Communications. Let's get that clear. So they are a company that spreads the good word about the Monday Mass. You may have just received a press release from them regarding our new sponsors, Loose and Active Skin Repair. So Masterplan PR, they're on it. Do you need any communications and or public relations taken care of? Masterplan's got you. Also want to thank Torii Holistics. Torii Holistics, licensed medicinal marijuana, cannabis, CBD, all that stuff. I'm a firm believer that CBD oils are the truth. And I get my CBDs at Torii Holistics. And I think as of January 1st, you're not even going to need like a card or anything anymore. You're just going to go in there with your driver's license, get whatever you want. That is tight. And I can't speak on the like marijuana side of things because I don't really do that much ever. But CBDs, bam, get them. They're good. Get them at Torii Holistics. So that's the podcast. That's the Monday Mass. See you next week. Bye. Oh, we'll be in Breckenridge for Dew Tour. Tune in then and now. Subscribe, rate, review, tell your friends. Bye.